Welcome to the Higher Ground Conferences. There is a lifting up. Let's start this evening with praise and worship. Hallelujah.
No matter what has happened in your past, your story is not finalized. No matter what has happened in your past, your story is not finalized. Don't quit or give up. God remains faithful and He has the final say. There is a lifting up in God. Now is your time, your turn for your lifting to higher ground, your change of status. Get connected to your God destiny. August 19th to the 21st, 6:30 p.m. daily.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Want to welcome you all to this very special time in the presence of the Most High God. What a night we had yesterday. The man of God that spoke to us spoke so powerfully about sonship. You know, the Word of God says all creation waits for the manifestations of the sons of God. And every one of us need to be reminded of this particular grace that God has accorded us. It's one thing the man of God shared with us to be a believer, but God's ultimate goal is to make us sons. Do you recognize? As long as you are not a son, you are no better than a slave, no better than a servant. In fact, the servants of your father's house will be monitoring you and taking care of you, and you'll be under the ones that you're supposed to have authority over. You and I must rise to our rightful place and embrace our sonship in the Most High God. For only sons truly inherit. Are you going to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ? Well, I'm not the preacher tonight, but we have a mighty man of God, Pastor Charles Oluwajoba, is the pastor, Bishop of the Dayspring Bible Church in Abuja, Nigeria. I met him a few years ago. We'd not met before that. A mutual friend had introduced me to his ministry and he'd invited me to come graciously to minister at his church. And what a time we had at his church. What a wonderful church that is. And the power of God was present. But I had time to fellowship with him while there. And as we fellowshiped, I knew, oh my, there is a story, there is a synergy. We have a common father. Because I don't trust every person, not even every church I go to, whether the person behind our pulpit is walking uprightly before the Lord. But I saw something here. And I'm so thankful for the privilege that God granted me to meet with this great general in the kingdom of God. And I celebrate him today. And once again, I want to introduce him to you. He's a happily married man of God. He's married to Pastor May. And today we are going to experience the continuation of the ministry of this man of God, receive with me right now Bishop Charles Oluwajoba. Let's thank God for him. Amen, 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 amen.
Your greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Bishop Dr. Charles Oluwajoba, and today I'm going to be giving you a follow-up message to the previous one. We're going to be talking about understanding the dominion of sons. Absolutely interesting. Shall we just take the Bible reading for today? Let's turn with me, please, to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, 26 to 28. Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth." God's desire has always been to rule the earth through man. He created man to rule over the earth. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 115 and verse 16, Psalms 115 and verse 16, "The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men." You see, God wanted the earth to be a colony of heaven. You know, when he taught, he said, "Our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven." So God's desire, God's original intention, was to extend his kingdom to colonize the earth as it is in heaven. He made man to rule for him on earth, just like so that, you know, things can be on earth as they are in heaven. His aim was to influence the earth with the culture, with the language, with the laws, and all the norms of heaven. Therefore, man needed, you know, to have power in order to succeed in discharging this responsibility. You see, responsibility for whatever happens on earth is given to man by law. Man is legal. The only legal authority on earth is man. You see, God gave legal authority for man to rule over the earth. Hallelujah. And when he did that, according to what we just saw in the book of Psalms, he excluded himself. He put himself out of the picture. It's like renting a house from a landlord. He has a right to barge into your house without your permission, even if he needs to come in and fix something in your house. You still have to invite him. You see, this is the reason why we pray, why prayer is very necessary. God cannot intervene unless he is invited. It is just not possible for him to intervene unless he's invited. You see, prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. Prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. Notice that the verse did not say, "Let us have dominion." God said, "Let them have dominion," talking about man. You have to understand that authority, that you have authority and power, hallelujah, to govern, hallelujah. So you have to have authority and power to be able to govern. See, demons are not in charge. Even angels are not in charge. Let me shock you with this. God is not in charge of whatever is happening on earth. We are. And that's an enormous responsibility. And ignorance of this fact has made a whole lot of Christians, you know, unable to function properly to their maximum capacity as children of God. So dominion on earth was actually given to man and not to the devil. See, dominion is a major part of God's mandate for your life as a man. Dominion means control. It means command. It means to dominate, which means to rule. See, God put you in command on earth. Dominion means also power. You were sworn to power when you became a man, when you were born, you know, into this life as a man. You were sworn to power. Automatically, you came a very powerful being. As a matter of fact, the most powerful being on planet Earth, surprisingly, it's not God. It's not the devil either. It is you, because you have the legal right, hallelujah, to be here, hallelujah. And that's very important. That's why it's important for you to understand that you are in charge. You know, it doesn't really make God happy. Whenever we ask him, God, come and take control, God said, no, I prefer to empower you so that you can take control. You need to be in control. Hallelujah. I mean, just watch Jesus' life. When he came on planet Earth to showcase, to show us how, you know, the real man that God had created, like the, you know, like the first Adam, the way he was supposed to function. Of course, you don't forget that Jesus is referred to as the second Adam. All right. He showed us control. He dominated. I mean, he had mastery of storms. He had mastery of life. I mean, he had command, control over sicknesses, over diseases, over demons. He spoke to them and they obeyed him. Glory to God. He showed us how dominion is, you know, is expected to work in the life of the man. Hallelujah. And dominion also means territory. Glory to God. It means territory. This is very important for us to know, because when you look up the word dominion, you would also discover that it means a territory where you know kingdom laws and principles apply. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, the word kingdom actually comes from two words. If you look at it very well, the word king and dom, that means the king's domain. So that means territory. Glory to God. This is why you must have lands, you must have houses, you must have property, you must have factories, you must have all of this. As a matter of fact, when God called Abraham, he gave him, you know, he called him to a place, to a land. He said, come start marching. I'm going to show you to a land that I will show you. Glory to God. God says, start walking. I'm taking you to a piece of real estate. I'm taking you to a piece of property. And it's going to be yours and your children forever and ever. I want to prophesy over someone here right now. Hallelujah. You are going to own your own house. Matter of fact, you are going to own houses. Glory to God. Houses you can leave for your children. Houses that you can leave for your children's children. This is the design of God. You need to have landed property. And if you're not thinking in that direction, begin to think right now. Because as a man, you have a legal right to possess a piece of earth as your own real property, real estate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You were created to be in control. God's plan, as I said earlier, was to rule the earth through you by putting you in charge. You see, God wants to empower you to take control. So please rise up and take control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is why you must have a place that you can dominate with the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, God created with a massive influence by gifting you massively and putting the spirit inside of you and giving you everything you need to be able to relate, you know, with him and with your environment. Now, the reason the world is so chaotic today is because, you know, chaotic right now is because, you know, of the absence of God's kingdom, you know, God is not in many places. The absence of the rule of God, of the rule of the kingdom of God in many places. We are ordained to change that. And the heaven is looking forward to us rising right now. Through the awareness that we are creating through this program and other things, other information that's going to be coming across to you to take your place, to know that you are legitimately in charge of planet Earth. And we're going to be coming back to that later. Hallelujah. See, man was in control until the fall. He was in complete control. Imagine that the Bible says that man gave names to every animal. Biologists or paleontologists or whatever, everyone might just claim to be naming things today, but where did the names come from? Adam gave names to all the species of all the animals, all the insects, everything, you know, right now that we have today, Adam gave names to them. You can imagine that responsibility. I was no challenge. There was absolutely nothing until the devil came along and then deceived the man. The man agreed to be deceived and then he fell. Hallelujah. See, the tragedy of the fall was the surrender of power to the devil. Glory to God. You see, Adam surrendered his power that God gave to him to the devil. He surrendered his power to the devil when he chose to obey the devil rather than God. The Bible says that you become a servant of anyone you choose to obey. You see, the hierarchy of power was prearranged. The Bible says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And what is the son of man that you visit him? Have you not made him a little lower than angels? The word angels there is Elohim, translated Elohim, which is also the word you find in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God. Hallelujah. So this is referring to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Bible is saying in the hierarchy of power that God created, in the order, hallelujah, of important. Bible says that, you know, God first, and then man, and then the angels, and of course the demons. But there was an attempt to rearrange that order. The devil tried to insert himself, you know, in our position, the position that man was supposed to hold. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to ask this question. Who or what have you surrendered your authority to? What have you surrendered it to? Glory to God. Adam surrendered his own authority to just a fruit that he took. Esau surrendered his own authority to a meal. Just think about that. Judah surrendered his authority to the ministry, you know, to stealing the money. Hallelujah. The money that was kept, the ministry money that was kept under his custody. Samson surrendered his own authority to Delilah, a strange woman he was not supposed to get married to. Now find out what the devil is using to negotiate your dominion away from your hands and correct it immediately and take charge. Glory to God. You see, angels don't have such authority on earth. They don't have such power on earth. For instance, when, you know, the angel contended with Satan concerning the body of Moses, what did he say? He said, the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. The Lord rebuke thee. He couldn't even rebuke the devil directly. He had to go round by saying, the Lord rebuke thee. Hallelujah. Now, that's the reason, you know, that, man was unable to cast out demons. If you look at the Bible very critically, you will discover that in the New Testament, the ministry of exorcism or casting out of devils didn't exist. We never saw that. It was Jesus Christ that introduced it, because man had lost his authority and he was under the influence and the power of the devil. Glory to God. And so he lost his right. You see, the reason I believe that, after Daniel prayed that famous prayer, and Bible says that it took 21 days for the enemy, to give way for the message for the angel of God, Angel Gabriel, to reach Daniel with the message, God had to send the reinforcement from heaven. You know, Michael, the archangel, the warrior chief, hallelujah, to come and dislodge the prince of Persia so that Gabriel could reach Daniel with the message that, you know, he sent from God. All Daniel could do was just to stay there and pray. You know, Jesus says something. He said, of all the men that were born of women, glory to God, that the greatest of them, amen, is John the Baptist. But he said that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Why is that so? Because John the Baptist was the last of the Old Testament prophets. He was last of the Old Testament prophet. He was a bridge between the old as well as the new. And so, But you notice that he never cast out devils. All he did was to preach the word of God with so much power. All he did was to try and, preach to the people to convict them of their sins, and they repented and they came and, you know, were baptized in the river. But John said something. He said, there cometh after me one you know, that is greater than I. I'm not worthy to even undo the lace of his shoes. And he's going to say, I baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Glory to God. So Jesus, you see, in the Old Testament, you need to realize that the Spirit of God came upon the prophet, the priest, and the kings, I mean, to do some things, you know, and then he will just back away. But in the New Testament, according to the prophecies that were given in the Old Testament, God is now living inside of us. And so Jesus came to restore the authority. Glory to God. And now, so we see when Jesus came, you know, and started to thank you, Lord Jesus. When he came and started ministering, and he was speaking and casting out devils, the people were shocked. They said, what kind of wisdom is this? From whence, you know, gotten this man this power? What wisdom is this? That with his words, hallelujah, he cast out devils and they obey him. Hallelujah. Watch this. Man lost power, but not his authority. When man fell, he didn't fall from heaven, because man was not in heaven. He was on earth, but he fell from his place of dominion, fell from power, and the devil took over. Glory to God. You see, you know, for instance, that the policeman has authority. When he wears that uniform, he carries with him the authority of law establishing the police force. The badge gives him that power. But let me tell you something. He has authority, but he needs a weapon to be able to enforce the law. And that is what it is. Glory to God. So when Jesus came, he came not only to restore us to the place of authority, he came to restore the power. Look at what Jesus said in the Bible. He said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. That's what he gave us. Hallelujah. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Then he said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You can see then that Jesus came to restore order. He came to put power back in the hands of man. You can literally say that power changed hands. It went back to the original owner of power. I want to speak to somebody here right now. Listen to me. Whatever it is that the enemy has stolen from you, now you are a child of God. You are back in authority. You are back in dominion. You are back in power. And you are going to have a complete restoration. As a matter of fact, God is going to restore to you sevenfold. Glory to God. I want you to start rejoicing. I want you to become expectant, because God is going to come through for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited because we are back in control. We are back in power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd like to share with you, for because of time, you know, some of the requirements for dominion. Things that must be in place, the demands that you must meet for dominion to be in place. Hallelujah. For you to exercise the kind of dominion, the kind of power, the kind of authority that we're talking about. And the first one might just surprise you. Requirement for exercising dominion: a body. A physical body. So what are you talking about? Hallelujah. You see, a body confers authority on you on earth. When the Lord spoke in Psalm 115 and said, the earth, the heavens belong to me, but the earth I have given to the sons of men. I mean, the devil is not a son of man. The devil doesn't have physical flesh. God was saying, I give authority to this being called human. And what makes us human? We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a physical body. Spirits don't have physical bodies. They have celestial bodies. They have no legal right to occupy the planet Earth and to do things and to exercise control over planet Earth. Do you know that even God had to get man's permission to be able to do stuff on Earth? because God has limited himself by his own pronouncement, and he keeps his word. He never breaks his word. Glory to God. That's one of the reasons we can trust him. I mean, just look at that. God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He had to seek the permission of Moses. They had to negotiate. You know, he said to Moses, to Abraham. He said to Abraham, he had to seek the permission of Abraham. He said to Abraham, I'm going to be visiting the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm going to be destroying them because of their sins. And Moses began to plead, and he said, if you find 50 people, Lord, are you going to destroy the righteous with the unrighteous? And they began to negotiate. So you can see that even man, I mean, God cannot do anything on earth without man's permission. That is why you can find all the chaos in the world, all the destruction in the world, all the killings that are happening in the world. Yet God had the power to stop every bit of it, but he doesn't, because until we cry. That's why the Bible says, you know, God says in the Bible, he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. In other words, if they can recognize that they need me, that I cannot do anything unless they invite me to get involved, that I'm not going to be able to do anything. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will hearken to their voice. I will forgive their sins. I will heal the land. I will heal the land. So we pack a lot of power. We need to explore all that God has given unto us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. You know, God himself could not operate, you know, on earth legally without a body. Look at Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 5. He said, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Hallelujah. He needed a body to be legal on earth. Otherwise, there was no way he was going to be able to operate. Now, I mean, okay, just look at another scripture, Hebrews chapter 2. And verse 14, he said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might him that has the power of death, and that is the devil. As much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself took part of the same. He had to acquire a body, because without the body, he will not be legal. Whatever he will do. See, that's why God couldn't just sit in heaven and decree a salvation. Hallelujah. He had to come, I mean, and fulfill his own word. Glory to God. You see, if the devil can severely damage your body, for instance, he can take you out. You need your body to be legal on earth. That's why you need to take care of your body. See, the devil's ministry is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He uses sickness, uses diseases, accidents, wars, etc., to try and take out, to cause mortal damage of your body. And now that you know that all that the devil is trying to do is to get you out of the way. As I said to you the last time, the devil is terrified when he sees sons of God. He's not terrified of believers, but he's terrified of sons. Glory to God. And, you know, so he wants to damage your body. He wants to kill you so that you will not be legal. You see, spirits don't die. They just make a transition. Spirits don't die. But this body that came from the earth will return to earth. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to talk about the body a little later. Glory to God. Amen. So, therefore, watch what you eat, watch what you drink, and please, for God's sake, watch what you smoke also. Hallelujah. Watch what you put into your body. Because if it is not consistent with the way God designed your body to function, you can take yourself out and, you know, you can blame the devil all you want, but that will not be, you know, his own problem. Exercise yourself, you know, get regular exercises and stay fit. Keep your body intact, because it's your body that, I mean, that houses your spirit. Your body is very, very important. Glory to God. If you lose your body, even you, as legal as you are, you have to get out of planet Earth. That's why it's important that you take care of your body. So the first thing that you require to exercise dominion, hallelujah, that is given to us as humans, is your body. You need your body. Number two, power. Glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 66, verse 3, look at what God says. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power, thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Glory to God. Through the greatness of his power. Is it a coincidence that the God who is omnipotent, who has all power, is also, you know, the wisest and then the strongest? And of course, is the ruler, is the possessor of heaven and earth. He's sovereign ruler of the universe. Why? He has all the power. He needs the power. The devil submits to the power of God, to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He submits to the anointing. He submits to the word of God. Why? Because God is powerful. God has power. Hallelujah. He's omnipotent. Hallelujah. God's enemies submit because of his overwhelming power. Verse 7 says, he rules by his power forever. Hallelujah. God rules by his power forever. Awesome. If you are going to rule, you will need power. No wonder Jesus said, I give unto you power. No wonder Jesus said, you know, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. I want to prophesy over someone that is watching right now. Receive power. If you are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit right now. Receive the anointing. Receive power. Glory to God. One day I was along the street. So some of my friends were going to a nearby place to go and have a little cell prayer meeting. And then as I was passing, you know, I didn't know that under the bush, you know, along the path, that a man was right there, you know. But as I was passing, the madman ran out and said, you know, I'm just sitting here quietly. You people are carrying this fire. I'm walking up and down. See the fire that you carry. Hallelujah. Jesus baptized me with power. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost. He baptized me with the fire of God. Receive that fire right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, the lesson for us is that we cannot afford to be weak if we are to exercise dominion, the dominion mandate that God has given to us. Look at the advice of Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How awesome is that? The enemy exploits and oppresses those who are weak. That's one of the reasons you cannot afford to be weak. You need power to be able to dominate. Hallelujah. You generate power. Listen carefully. Through prayer, particularly praying in other tongues. The Bible says in verse 20, he says that you should build on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And in Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians in his first letter, he said to them, he who prays in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. I want to suggest that if you really want to command power, hallelujah, to be able to overcome all the challenges that people face from day to day, challenges of sickness, challenges of accident, challenges of you know, sudden problems, you know, afflictions, financial challenges and difficulties, pray in tongues for at least 1 hour a day. Just my suggestion, praise the Lord. I discovered that it works for me. As a matter of fact, I do quite a whole lot more than that. And I'm always full of the power of the Holy Spirit. There's never a dull moment. And I'm so excited to bring that word to you. Glory to God. And then spend time studying the word of God. You can also contact power. Serve and worship the Lord, you know, fervently. You will contact the power of the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive in the spirit to the promptings, you know, of the Holy Spirit, and shut down every satanic opposition at the slightest hint of any attack or affliction. Shut down the devil. Hallelujah. Become a high flyer. You have to pray in tongues and equip yourself and really fortify yourself. Hallelujah. And you become a high flyer in life and in the kingdom of God. You release power through actions. You generate power through prayer, but you release power through actions of faith, acts of faith, and also through power words, by speaking power words. Look at what they said concerning Jesus. in Luke chapter 4 and verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Hallelujah. Very soon the devil is going to testify. People are going to testify that you spoke a word and somebody got healed. You spoke a word and a problem got solved. You spoke a word and, you know, that was debt canceling. Can I just stop there for a moment? I see in the spirit right now that somebody's credit card debt is being canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I tell you one thing, that is going to happen supernaturally, and God is going to get you out of that debt very soon in the mighty name of Jesus. But you've got to open your mouth and speak to that mountain. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be now cast into the sea. He didn't say whosoever describe this mountain. He said whosoever shall begin to be afraid and be terrified of this mountain. See, mountains move when you speak to them. Believe, hallelujah, that the mountain has heard you. Jesus spoke to a tree, it died. Glory to God. He spoke to dead people and they rose from the dead. He spoke to people who were sick and they got healed. Use your mouth well. Speak the word of God. Speak our words. Speak, you know, faith-filled word. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 4, he says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Isn't that awesome? Where the word of a king is, there is power. Jesus ruled over devils with his words. He cast out devils with his word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and they were amazed. They were amazed, you know, and they speak among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Glory to God. Luke chapter 4 and verse 36. They were amazed. Learn to speak power words if you want to operate in this dimension of dominion. Glory to God. The third thing that you can do, and let me just spend a little time on this, is sacrifice. You want to command power. You want to operate in this nation, this dimension of dominion and authority. You need to understand the mystery power of sacrifice. There's a very powerful scripture that gives us the pathway to dominion on earth, to financial dominion on earth. Let me show you. Let me not just find dominion. I mean to dominion generally. It's a scripture you probably not expect contain what I'm about. Revelation chapter 5, it's so clear. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 and 10. Verses 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. I read, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every and tongue and people and nation. Listen carefully to verse 10. Us unto our God, kings and priests in on earth. You have to be a king and a priest to be able to reign on earth. Listen, say kings or priests. It's got to be both. He made us kings and priests to reign on earth. You see, your kingship is rooted in your priesthood. And until you understand and occupy your priesthood and manifest your priesthood, practice your priesthood, your dominion might just not take place. Glory to God. So if you understand, hallelujah, your priesthood, you will be able to reign on earth. But if you don't, you may not be able to reign on earth. Yes, made us kings and priests. Now, why did God create the priesthood? According to the original mandate, it is to minister to God, to offer sacrifices, to intercede before God. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 3. For every and priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, period. Argument ended. Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Talking about Jesus. The priesthood of Jesus is derived from his sacrifice. Guess what? To qualify as a priest, he needed to have something to offer. And what did Jesus offer? He offered himself. He offered his flesh, his blood, his life. Hallelujah. See, sacrifice is the core mandate of priesthood. Your priesthood is worthless if you don't understand the principle of sacrifice. And I say that again. Your priesthood is worthless if you don't understand the principles, the principle of sacrifice. Your dominion is rooted in your sacrifice. Look at Jesus. He sacrificed his life for the redemption of mankind. And look at the result. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8, verses 9 and 10. Philippians, the second chapter, and the 9th and the 10th verses. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. It is sacrifice that moves you from one dimension of power to a higher dimension of power. It takes sacrifice to move from one dimension of wealth to a higher dimension of wealth. It takes sacrifice to move one from one level of glory to a higher dimension of glory. Glory to God. See, the problem is that we have kings who have rejected their priesthood and they are suffering and they are struggling. But child of God, both must be in place. He made you a king and he made you also a priest. And you need to understand how they function, and then you begin praying and doing life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people will reign without sacrifice. Let me quickly share with you what this has to do with the people of seed faith. How does this apply to seed faith? What we're talking about, this principle of sacrifice. Is the only principle that mimics the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It mimics what Jesus did, you know, when he died and was buried and he resurrected. It is a principle that mimics that. John chapter 12 and verse 24. John chapter 12 and verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Very quickly, I'll share with you three components of the principle. The first is that said to multiply, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die. It dies, it's not enough to put it in the ground, it's got to, and when it dies, it will germinate much fruit. In other words, what you planted is not what you get back, you have it multiplied on the principle is that the seed is planted to multiply God. Hallelujah. Then the second is that the seed is planted to kill. Except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies. In other words, you can plant it and that seed must die. You need to kill it. Now, how is this significant? This important to us. It means you can tie something to a particular something you don't want in your life, a problem you don't want in your life, a season you don't want in your life. Tie it to that seed, plant it to destroy that. Glory to God. Is God not awesome? Hallelujah. So the principle, that is what happens. You can kill it. Hallelujah. Not just to enter the ground, it's got to die. Entering into the ground, hallelujah, to die, hallelujah, it means death. The principle of seed, it is the principle of just like we saw in the life of Jesus Christ. That means whatever you tie to the seed, you can kill it. It can die, hallelujah. I started to operate on this time when I mentioned it came to me and I understand what the scripture was trying to teach us here, that many people that really lived, you know, and not in fullness of the principle of the seed faith. Amen. I want to prophesy to you that every seed you sow from now on is going to bring forth abundantly in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing in the principle is that, glory to God, before I get out of to you that whatever you want to see, you can change seasons with your seed. And it's a sacrificial seed. A lot of examples. And many, I have experienced this so many times that if I have, you know, a serious need in my life, I sow sacrificially. As a matter of fact, I make it a habit to sow sacrificially, to sow some things. That means I can, if I want to terminate shame in my life, I can sow a seed and do shame. And instead of shame, I'm not going to get anything like that. I'm going to get something different. That me to the third point. The mystery that we really, really need to understand is eluded us for a long time. Hallelujah. You know, when God was giving me this message, I heard one of my friends. I began to also teach this. And I said, one or two or three witnesses, every matter shall be established. Now, the seed is planted to change it. That's the third principle. The first principle, the seed is planted to multiply it. Whatever you want to multiply, you say seed. Whatever you want to kill, principle number two, you say seed. Tie that seed to whatever it is that you want to kill and then let it go. You can destroy an ugly season and change an ugly season and replace it with something very beautiful in your life. Glory to God. Principle number three, you can plant the seed to change it. Now, as you see, and the mystery here is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 44. I'm not going to be able to read that because it's a lengthy scriptures, but let's look at verse 38. He says, but God giveth it a body as has pleased him, as it has pleased him. Now, in other words, you can sow a seed, and what, for instance, if you sow corn, you expect to reap corn. But this scripture is telling us that God can give it another body. Look at it. God giveth it a body as it has pleased him. He can give it, and to every seed, his own body. You can sow one thing, and God can give it, you know, a different body when it resurrects. The usual thing is that, you know, whatever you sow, every seed produces after its kind. If I sow shame, I should reap shame. Amen. That's what the Bible is saying. But I can sow a seed to cancel that shame. I can tie a seed to a problem, to a financial need, to a sickness, a disease, a challenge in my business, a challenge in the ministry, a challenge in my office. I can sow a seed, tie it to that seed, and that seed will make sure as the seed dies, the problem dies along with it. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can sow barrenness, sickness, I can sow poverty. I can sow dryness. I can sow a seed and tie it to barrenness, to dryness, to poverty, and I will destroy it. That means I will not get shame as a harvest. I will not get delay as a harvest. I will not get dryness or barrenness as a harvest. I can get speed. I can get honor. I can get prosperity, healing, fruitfulness, hallelujah, as a harvest. Begin to practice this principle from today, from right in this program, as you are listening to the sound of my voice. I want you to send that check to the ministry. The address will be showing on your screen right now. Hallelujah. And God's servant is going to pray for you, and your season is going to change. Whatever you want to kill in your life, tie it to that seed as you send it, and it's going to disappear in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I believe these principles are so powerful that if you will focus on them and begin to practice them from today, that something beautiful is going to happen in your life from now on in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what? This is priesthood. This is priesthood to offer unto God. That's what God has given to us. We can use seeds with understanding to end seasons and open others. Glory to God. For God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Hallelujah. I can sow in tears and I will reap in joy. Isn't that what the Bible said? Because my seed are tied, my tears to my seed, my affliction to that seed, and when it germinates, God gives it another body, and that is joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the advanced law of sowing and reaping. There are things in your life that need to end now. Sow a seed. Tie it. Hallelujah. Just saying it must come to an end is not enough. Mm-mm. Tie a seed to it. God programmed the earth as a system of advantage for you, and you need to know how to exploit it maximally. You can carry a seed with understanding and begin, you know, to list the seasons that must end in your life. Begin to do that right now. By faith, I can provoke God's sovereignty to order the harvest that is coming to me. Hallelujah. Do that now. Do that now. Hallelujah. The Bible says that even the old heaven shall pass away. Amen. And the old earth, and God is going to create new ones. That means that your problem can pass away. If the heavens can be tossed aside, if the earth can be tossed aside and God creates a new one, it means he can create a new season, a new organ in your body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If life has been a struggle and you are not experiencing favor in your life, that scenario is like the old heaven and the old earth. You can end it right now. I believe there are things in your life you want to change in your life today. Sow a sacrificial seed today to make it happen. Sow a seed to change that ugly season in your life in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Money is necessary for dominion. Money is necessary for dominion. The Bible says that the rich ruleth over the poor. You cannot run away from it. I discovered that the more money I have, the more influence I'm able to generate. I'm able to exercise. The more people I'm able to help, the more influence I'm able to command. So money is not evil. Money, hallelujah, is powerful. It's a means of exchange that God has given us. See, that's why the Bible says that I'll give you power to get wealth. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And when you know how to multiply money, how to tie your seed to money, you begin to live in a different kind of world. Hallelujah. I want to pray for somebody right now. I discern in my spirit that you have matrimonial issues. Hallelujah. Your marriage is right now shaking very badly, and you want God to intervene. And this message is for you. I want you to understand that dominion has been given unto you. First of all, change the kind of things you are saying concerning your spouse. Change your language. Change your confession. Find out what the scripture says about your spouse and begin to vocalize those things and begin to believe that everything is going to be okay. And in addition to that, take a seed, a sacrificial seed. I don't know what's the sacrifice to you. You see, let me say this to you. For sacrifice to be effective, you see, because it's not every sacrifice that works. We found that out between Cain and Abel. Abel made a sacrifice, God accepted it, but out of Cain, God rejected it. So what makes it, appealing to God? Two things. First, it's got to be the correct sacrifice. The correct sacrifice. Secondly, it's got to be adequate sacrifice. Adequate sacrifice. Once these two conditions are in place, your sacrifice is going to do wonders in your life. You can begin to tap into the resources of heaven right now by, putting this principle to use. And God is going to bless you tremendously in the mighty name of Jesus. What may be a sacrifice to me may be a heavy burden for you. What may be a sacrifice to me may be a very lightweight for somebody else. You know what is a sacrifice to you. Hallelujah. I don't know how much you consider a sacrifice, but I believe that if you listen keenly to the Spirit of God, that he's going to tell you what to do. Glory to God. There's someone, the Lord just spoke to me, that is suffering from pancreatic cancer. It's very dangerous cancer. pancreatic cancer that is affecting your pancreas, which controls the production and the management of insulin and sugar in your body. Hallelujah. The power of God is coming over you right now to heal you. Hallelujah. You may not feel anything. It has nothing to do with feeling. It has everything to do with faith. The power of God is coming upon you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone who has a child. Your child is 7 years old and he has Down syndrome. I hear the Lord speak to me very clearly. If you will take a significant seed and sow for the restoration of the health of that child, that child in a year from now is going to become normal and grow up normally and catch up with his mates in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's someone also who's been battling with a chronic abdominal pain. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming so fast now. There's somebody who has a chest problem. It's also a chronic chest problem. And, sometimes you think it's your heart, but the doctors have told you that there's a kind of a shrinking of your lungs. The Lord is healing you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Multiple sclerosis. God is touching you right now, and it is this. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Chronic ulcer in your stomach. As a matter of fact, the junction between your stomach and your duodenum is being healed right now. God is taking care of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Someone else is suffering from acid reflux. God is healing you right now. I hear the Holy Spirit talk to me about somebody with a pain in your left ear. And you hear you have some tingling sensations, also painful, and then a humming as well. These three things, if they are present in your left ear right now, I hear the Lord, just place your hand there as I speak the word of dominion that God has given unto me. Unto that ear right now. I rebuke that devil and I command healing to come upon your ear in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the hearing loss in that ear to disappear right now. Let your hearing be fully restored 100% in the name above every name, Jesus Christ, the righteous, the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chronic arthritis of the knees. Hallelujah. And as a matter of fact, of your joints, I rebuke that pain right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a woman, they've told you that your bone density is decreasing and therefore you are losing a lot of calcium and that you might fracture your bones and you have to be very careful the way you move. I command that infirmity to end in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say to me, there's someone who is urgently facing an acute financial problem and you're about to be, evicted from your home. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If the Lord be God and he sent me and he connected you to this program for you to connect and to hear this message, listen to me. In the next couple of weeks, listen, don't be afraid. Nobody is going to repossess your house and God is going to supernaturally come in for you and your debt is going to be settled in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Please help me to worship Jesus right now. Just worship the Father in the name of Jesus. Just worship him. Just worship him. Just worship him. Give him thanks. Thanks. If the Lord has done anything good for you, just give him thanks. Hallelujah. We are also open to take your testimonies. Please take your testimonies at the address that will be showing on your screen right now. And I'm sure the bishop will be too glad to celebrate God with you. And then, your testimony will bless some other people. So please don't hesitate to share your testimony. May the Lord bless you and keep you and strengthen you. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me talk a little bit about the subject matter of prayer. Why it is important for us to pray. Why it's important for you to understand that God cannot do much in your life without your prayer life. God cannot do much in your life without your prayer life. It's absolutely important for dominion. I'll give you a testimony. Things were working very well for me because I used to pray for hours every single day in tongues until I got so busy and things began to go down. So many things began to happen. I began to cry unto the Lord. I fasted, but I didn't pray much. The Lord began to speak to me. He said, you know what? I'm not legal on earth. You are legal on earth. I cannot help you if you don't ask me to. I'm not talking of casual prayers. I'm not talking of seeking me casually. I'm talking of you committing your entire heart and speaking unto me. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think we know what to say to the Lord, for our prayers to be answered. But the Bible says that we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But that God helps our infirmity. Glory to God. We groan in which cannot be uttered. Let me show you something.
Why this is important.
Glory to God.
You see, you and I are limited. In knowledge, in understanding,
but God is omniscient.
He knows everything.
He knows all things.
And he gave us authority on earth.
But we need him to be able to carry out our mandate here on earth.
We have a body. Satan does not.
We are in control.
He is not.
Hallelujah.
Recording in progress.
Unfortunately, the devil doesn't know everything,
but he knows more than you and I.
No, I can assure you of that.
He's a spirit.
He does not have your limitation. He doesn't know everything, but he knows a lot of things. Hallelujah. And he doesn't hear everything. He doesn't hear every language. He doesn't understand every language. You need to bypass him. That's why God gave us a prayer language to be able to communicate impurity, hallelujah, to our daddy in heaven. And that is why it is important for us to pray in tongues. Listen to me. Praying in tongues is not to show how spiritual you are. It is a necessity. It's a necessity. You want to build yourself. You want to solve problems. You want to destroy afflictions. You want to rise to a higher level. You need to speak in tongues. And then when you begin to speak in tongues, revelations begin to occur in your life. You discover that you get to know the will of God very readily. You see, when I was ministering just now, I began to hear the Father talk to me. I'll tell you that these things didn't come because, you know, from my mind. No. He that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh unto God. My spirit is praying unto God, but my understanding very fruitful. Hallelujah. When did that happen? I began to pray. And as I was praying, even before this, I was settling issues that I didn't know. Problems in the lives of people. You know, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. I never could have guessed. I never guessed anything. God was speaking to me because my spirit was prepared, charged. That's what keeps me going. As a matter of fact, I'd rather pray in tongues than to eat food. I tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Wow. We have again received a powerful word from the Lord tonight. But before we do anything else, I'd like for us to do some praying. We need to talk to God. The first thing I want us to address, one of the key fundamental points that the man of God raised, about the trading of our position of authority and dominion for things. Samson traded it for Delilah. Adam and Eve traded their dominion from a fruit on a tree. And many times it's not something big. But many times we are shortchanging and sabotaging God's purpose for our lives. I thank God for the word that has come to us tonight. But I'll be remiss if I don't get us all the way. And starting by repenting of those things, some of them that you know. You know, this is the thing that is tripping me all the time. That you will talk to God about it right this very moment and say, God, I don't want to relinquish my position as a son because of this nonsense right here. I am turning it over to you and I cry out for your help so that I can demonstrate with great integrity my position as a son. I want to live out my life as a son of the Most High God and dominate. Amen? Will you rise up and just begin to talk to God right now about that thing? Those of you at home, rise, talk to God. What is it? I cannot leave this earth without fulfilling God's mandate for my life. I refuse to stay in the state of weakness and mediocrity and not experience what God has ordained. I must step into my end time destiny. I must fulfill God's mandate for my life. I reject every lie of the enemy, whatever it is. I'm not going to fall into the entrapment of the enemy. I'm not. I refuse the lies of the enemy. I am not going to trade my dominion like Adam did, like Samson did, like Judas did, like Cain did. No, I refuse these areas in my life that are sabotaging God's divine purpose for me. I must live out my life as a true son of the Most High God, empowered to succeed, empowered to fulfill God's divine mandate. Father, I receive this grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Talk to God. Don't spectate. Talk to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, for some people, what is sabotaging God's will for their lives is their acts of disobedience and rebellion. A lack of humility. If you ask people to stand, they sit. If you ask people to sit, they stand. They go contrary to what God is asking. And today, I want us to go a little bit deeper and say, God, break the stronghold of pride and arrogance. Because that's one thing God hates. The one thing that God hates above every other thing is the spirit of pride and arrogance. And pride doesn't just necessarily mean being puffed up. Pride sometimes is your argument against the word of God. You thinking that you know better than God. When God says you are healed, you say, I'm sick. When God says you are blessed, you're saying, I'm cursed. You're not aligning yourself with the purpose of God. That's the spirit of pride. Just as much as it is you trying to be something that you are not. And basically, whether the something that you are not is contrary to what God said on both sides, it becomes the undoing factor. So I want you to talk to God right now. God, break the spirit of pride and arrogance off of my life. I invite you to do it. Lord, for I want to be humble in your sight. The word of God says that he will elevate the humble. Hallelujah. He will elevate the humble. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land, the word of God says. Talk to God real quick. Talk to him. Let the stronghold of pride and arrogance be forever eradicated from our lives. We humble ourselves before you and we say, yes, your will, yes, your word, yes, your purpose. Father, be magnified, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Third thing I want us to pray about. The man of God spoke to us about the grace of God over our lives to be the priest of God and to reign with God. The word of God says that we are a royal priesthood. Amen? Hallelujah. We are called to reign. To rule and reign. And this is because of the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ made. And he made that sacrifice for us to know, just like he made the sacrifice and he was given a name. So God also is calling us to make sacrifices so that the door, the portal for reigning and authority is established in our lives. We're going to ask God right now for the grace to step into that place that he has forever ordained. We know it is by sacrifice. He said something to us today. God gives us the power to get wealth. Amen? He gives us the power, the armies, the troop. Mama, if you want to sit down, you can sit down. He gives us the power, the authority to get whatever it is that we need. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray right now for the access for that empowerment. The word of God says money answers all things. God answers prayers, but God many times answers prayers through money. I cannot not have money in abundance. Amen? And if I'm going to get it, I'm going to sow. Hallelujah? I'm going to sow sacrificially to get the result. Praise the Lord. And lined up with this, as we pray this prayer, we're going to pray this in this wise. I know the lines were broken in what he was saying, but what one of the key things he said to us is this, that when you put a seed in the ground, it dies. And then it produces the harvest that needs to happen, right? So, and he was saying to us, whatever it is that you want to kill, you want to die, as you sow that seed, declare that that seed, as it's dying, that problem is also dying. Did you get that? Amen. Whatever the problem is, that is going to cause a change of seasons for us. So that's why I said, is it barrenness? Sow a seed so that barrenness dies. Hallelujah. You're not sowing the seed so that you get more barrenness. No. You're sowing the seed so that when barrenness dies, you can have the exchange of a new body. 1 Corinthians 15. Remember the passage? It says God gives the seed a different body. So it's not like you sow maize or corn and you get corn. No, you sow in one thing to get something else. Amen? Hallelujah. Does this make sense? So we're going to sow, and whatever it is we want to die is going to die today. Hallelujah. So that we can get the result of what we want to get. Praise God. Because as long as that seed remains in your pocket, it abides alone. But when you sow it, it's going to die, and then it's going to generate a new harvest. And doesn't come in the same level. It comes bigger. Hallelujah. You ready for this? Then let us pray. God, I want to reign. I want to rule and reign. And I step into this covenant place by sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that prayer point is on the screen for you, tonight. You know, I want to rule and reign. And I step and embrace that place of grace, that place of empowerment by sacrifice. And when we pray this prayer, I want you to know that God is going to step in. Because something is going to die today. Many things are going to die today. But we are going to have on the flip side the harvest of the Lord. God, help me to rule and reign as a son, operating by the dominion of the Most High. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray, 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 pray. Talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Karabo shekele brese keteba. Rababa shandele breke soko. Rikata daba shakata likia. Rikato boshere balalabasa. Rando boshekere breke soko. Parikata namasoto leba. Rikato boshe. Bapa parikata parikata ba. Rakata boshanda makore. Bande marao sokwade ba. Rikata da boshe. Rikata da daba shandore bakaha. Rikete brosoto mokohe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for victory, victory in every area. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for change of seasons. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we rule and we reign in you. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that debts are being canceled even now. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for supernatural provision. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for sacrificial giving. Lord, oh God, we give you praise, oh God, that you are doing it right now. You are accomplishing it right now in the lives of your sons and your daughters. And Lord, oh God, that testimonies are being fashioned now because of the presence of grace. Your very presence, Father. We give you praise. Have your way, O God, in our world. Heal our world. Lord, O God, everyone here, there's a world that they are living in. Lord, O God, let healing take place, restoration take place in their world. Lord, O God, that they be satisfied beyond measure, in the mighty name of Jesus. Marriages healed, families healed, businesses healed, relationships healed, financial situations healed, physical bodies healed, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the glorious name of Jesus. We speak the word of command now and declare by the authority of the word of the Most High God, deliverance is established. Freedom is made known, oh God, liberty, oh God, in every realm, by the power of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to encourage you to respond to the word of the Lord that came through his prophet. One of the things he said to us yesterday, and he spent time talking about again today. And we're talking about living in higher ground. We're talking about being lifted up. One of the key things that he said to us when he talked about being sons, and the reason we became sons was because of his sacrifice. Is that true or not? Yeah. So we are going to demonstrate our sonship by our sacrifice. I know that in this house, there are many that have given sacrificially. I do. Mama does. I went to the bank today and cleared out what I needed to clear out to give sacrificially. If there's been a year that I've given and given and given this year, I've been ruthless with my giving. Hallelujah. Praise God. Radical with it. Just everything that I can throw at it. Why? Because I believe the word of God. If I'm not talking to you about giving and don't give. No, that's not me. No, I give because I believe the word of God. And so tonight, I want you to respond with your sacrificial giving. And if you're not ready, I want you to at least know what it is that you want to give sacrificially. And by tomorrow, latest by Sunday, produce it. If you are not able to do it yet, but you know what it is, because God has spoken it into your spirit, write it out in a piece of paper and say, this is what God is asking me to give. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but Pastor, this is it. Will you agree with me? And Mama and I will agree with you that whatever it is that you need to produce as a sacrifice, that it will come into your hand, because we are not going to be a broke people. Amen? We must live life to the full, blessed beyond measure, everybody's need met according to his riches in glory. So come on, come and just honor God with your giving right now. And I'm going to ask Mama to come join me as we share together in communion. Praise the Lord. If you need the elements of communion, if you don't have it, just raise your hand and you will be served. Everybody's okay? All right. While we're still coming, those online, exercise your rights as a son to give sacrificially. Be doing that. While you're going ahead to do that, I want to remind every one of us that we've just embarked, last Sunday it was, I think, on a project that is going to bring about a change, a real transformation in this place, or at least the beginnings of a major change. And God is already working on what we want to do. And it's remarkable to me what he's done already, how he's leading step by step by step by step. You know, what I did know and the people that I did know and all of that, where I had at least had 5 or 6 people researching and trying to get me the major screen that's going to be right here, And but around 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, the Lord gave me direction. And I went online and He pointed a particular company to me, and I started communicating with them that early in the morning, you know, and lo and behold, they are the best price. With all the other prices, they are the best price. Hallelujah. And everybody says, we cannot even match that price. We can't even match that price. Did you know, one of the companies said, for what we're going to put, just a screen, was going to cost $200,000+. It's crazy. You know, when God says put it up, I didn't know all the details. I just knew some things and I was heading in that direction. But God is so gracious. It's all going to be done. Amen? And at a fraction of what we should have paid. The Lord is already providing stuff for this stage already. Hallelujah. Things are happening. Things are shifting. Things are moving. But we need to step into what God wants to do. And I trust God that by November, you know, that this whole thing will be changed. And I know when God starts to do something, He does beyond what you thought possible. We started out talking about the screen, and now we're talking about carpeting and stage enlargement, and it's going to be a domino effect. Amen? I wouldn't be surprised that by the time we finish, all these chairs will be all gone, because we're going to have more than enough to do what we need to do. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. You celebrate with God? Yeah. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to now share in communion together. I'm going to start with the body, and Mama is going to conclude with the cup and share whatever else she wants to share with us. This is the body of the Lord. This is the body that was prepared by the Father for Him to have access, to have authority and dominion in the earth. And before He left, He said that the power and the authority that He had, He was transferring to us so that we have dominion in the earth. As you take off this body, let that supernatural grace of God now rest upon our lives, that we will see change in every realm, that strongholds be brought down, and everything that is contrary to the purposes of God be subdued. I see God doing extraordinary things in our world today. But He wants to start with us. Take of this body, eat, and may the Lord God Almighty be glorified in us, with us, by us, and through us. Eat in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word that came tonight, and we receive the seed of the word that is incorruptible.
Amen.
We thank God that that word is working in our lives.
Hallelujah.
And every one of us, we're going to rule and reign as priests and kings and do the things God has called us to. So we take off this blood of Jesus. When He said take, He took wine, He blessed it, He called it His blood, that sacrifice. We heard about the sacrifice today. By sacrificing that seed, the seed now dies and now becomes exactly the result as a resurrection life. As we take of this, may resurrection life come into our lives.
Amen.
May everything that needs to die in our lives die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
May the things that we want to die, die in the name of Jesus. That we will enjoy the resurrection life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we are thankful for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. We rest ourselves in your goodness. We embrace your faithfulness, recognizing, O God, that your will now be done in the earth.
Yes.
As it is in heaven. As your representatives in the earth, we open the door of access.
Yes.
And give total permission for that which is in heaven to be downloaded and experienced here in the earth. Yes. Let judgment come upon that which is evil, that which is contravening and coming against your divine purpose concerning us, that which is causing your name to be blasphemed amongst the ungodly. Let your fire come down as it came down when your prophet Elijah cried out. Lord, O God, let the fire come upon the sacrifice of your people, and let, O God, the prophets, O God, of the evil one, be slain in the mighty name of Jesus. We shut the mouth, O God, of the evil practitioners. We shut their mouths. We shut their mouths. We shut their mouths forever. And we declare, God, that your rain pours afresh, O God, that your land be watered, and that the days of wilderness cease, that our land be fruitful. No more thorns, no more thistles, but fruitfulness. A change of season we receive.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of the integrity of your word and your person.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
As our renters, we open to the landlord.
Yes.
And the landlord comes and fixes what is in his house.
Yes.
So, Lord, we are inviting you to come fix. For the problem that you cannot solve, the problem that you cannot fix, the problem that you cannot reverse does not exist.
Yes.
So, Lord, O God, self-existent God, here are your people.
Yes.
Do the extraordinary.
Amen.
Surprise us.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, tomorrow we continue. But before you leave, if you want to go, you may. But for the advantage of those that are online, we're going to show a small clip of what this stage is going to look like in just a few months. So we'll let you see that real quickly. Can we please post that? All right. So you see right there to the back there, is going to be the large screen. Now, that doesn't fill up the whole space, but that's going to fill it up, and the stage is going to be extended. This whole frontage is going to be very different, and of course, the captain is going to fill this whole facility. We've had this for, I don't know how many years, 15 years, maybe more?
A while.
Been a while. And so all of that is going to change. So this is going to be beautiful. And you would have participated in making it possible. Amen?
Amen?
God bless you richly. And we look forward to having you for the last segment of the conference tomorrow night. And, of course, there's going to be the overflow into Sunday. Okay? Amen. All right, bless you. You have a wonderful night. Blessings.